From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to the country from people from seven Muslim-majority nations. Although more than a dozen states submitted court filings against the ban, along with nearly 100 companies, White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the travel ban will withstand the legal challenges.
What we're discussing right now has nothing to do with the merits of the order. The law is very clear on this. The president has huge discretion to protect the safety of the American people in our nation's institutions with respect to who can come into this country. This is just purely on the injunction that the judge issued.
A brief filed by the Justice Department calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overbroad. A number of companies have submitted court filings supporting the ban. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, has killed at least 20 people and wounded dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. We'll keep you abreast as the story continues to unfold. Rights group Amnesty International says the Syrian government has executed thousands of prisoners and buried their bodies in mass graves in what amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Amnesty said the majority of victims were civilians believed to oppose President Bashar al-Assad's government. The Syrian government has denied previous reports of massacres documented by international rights groups. Syria's foreign ministry did not respond to a VOA request for comment. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Human rights groups, a number of U.S. lawmakers, and several retired generals and former ambassadors are expressing concern about President Trump's defense of Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a broadcast interview Sunday on Fox Network, Trump restated his respect for Putin. When the host, Bill O'Reilly, called Putin a killer, Trump responded this way.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Trump declined to say anything negative about Putin during his campaign, prompting some analysts to question the Russian leader's influence on the new president. Israel's parliament has passed a new law on settlements to retroactively legalize 4,000 Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land in the West Bank, land Palestinians want for a future state. Robert Berger has our story from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian Authority is calling on the international community to punish Israel for a new law that legalizes thousands of Jewish homes built on Palestinian-owned land in the West Bank. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat accused Israel of legalizing land theft in violation of international law. Erekat said the next step for the Palestinians is to take Israel to the International Criminal Court in The Hague on charges of war crimes. Israel curbed construction under former U.S. President Barack Obama, who saw the settlements as an obstacle to peace, but Israel believes Trump is more sympathetic. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The UN Refugee Agency warns conditions in camps for Burundian refugees and countries of asylum are deteriorating as people continue to flee political instability and abuse in Burundi. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Peace talks between the government and opposition are stalled, though Burundi has largely fallen off the media radar. UNHCR spokesman Leo Dobbs tells VOA the crisis gripping the country remains acute.
So the situation is still quite grave, and hundreds of people are still leaving. There's still a flow, hundreds of people a week.
As more Burundians flee into neighboring countries, the UNHCR says the pressure for land there is rising. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December, but the deficit for the whole year was still the worst since 2012. Next week, the head of the U.S. Central Bank will give an update assessment on the economy to committees of the U.S. Congress. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.